And GWS, we're looking forward on this season, Quinny. They will be absolutely flying. We hope. They were sensational last year.
They certainly were, Cozzy, playing finals footy for the first time. They're premiership favourites in 2017. They're going to get a hell of a lot of members as well this year. I reckon they'll be pushing over 20,000. Yeah. If you do want to get a Giants membership, and if you need to get finals tickets, this will be the best way to get one. 1-300-442-687. That's 1-300-442-687. And we're lucky enough to have one of the young stars of the Giants on the phone in Matt Kennedy, who cracked into the team in 2016 and looks set for a very big year in 2017. Matt, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Up and about. Yeah. And I dare say you must be up and about at this time of year. Pre-season, walk us through. Is this sort of a time where everyone's excited because footy's just around the corner, or you're just knackered because of how hard you're working?
Well, the weather's certainly taken it out of us a bit. Yesterday it was nearly 40 degrees, so that's pretty tough training, but the hard stuff's almost over, and NAB Cup's just around the corner, or NAB Challenge, so the boys are starting to get a bit more exciting and start to play in a few more match play at training, so it's a good time to be at the club.
Now, as that gets closer, do you see more footies and less fitness sort of work at training? And this time of year, because it's about a month away, is this where you're in the prime running and doing all the hard stuff?
We've done most of our running components. So most of the running we do now is sort of during match play. So the more running we get done with the ball, obviously the less we have to do after training. So the boys definitely make sure they get most of the running done with the ball.
Now, I'm wondering whether yesterday was as hot as it would have been, and I hope I get the pronunciations right. Colin Gully v. Mangler Pla.
Now, Colin Gully.
You played in the grand final there, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, I played back home. I played in two grand finals with my three old brothers, so that was pretty special.
Where the hell, Colin Gully and Mangler Pla, they're within about 20, 30 k's of Wagga, are they?
Yeah, Colin Gully's probably about 20 k's from Wagga, and Mangler Pla, maybe 50, 60 k's from Wagga, so both small country towns.
I'm tipping there wasn't the lush cover of grass on the oval.
No, there was a bit of grass, mainly dirt.
Jeez, it must have hurt when you hit the deck.
No, it wasn't too bad. We actually played the grand final at Narendra, but they got a beautiful oval, so it was pretty good.
Now, speaking of grand finals, hopefully that's what you boys are doing later on this year, but you and the club made big improvement in 2016. You cracked into the senior team, played three games, and I dare say the highlight of that would have been your performance against the Bombers, where you snagged three goals and helped get the boys over the line.
Yeah, no, that was a pretty special moment for myself and my family. And obviously from the club's point of view, obviously you didn't make grand final last year, so pretty disappointing, and hopefully just build on that from for this year.
How important has a bloke like Stevie Johnson been? I saw one story where they said he'd been having a yardie and just providing advice and things like that. It's like being able to put an old head on some younger shoulders almost, having there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. He's been great, and he obviously he's been in finals before, so his wisdom's great around the club, and also Brett Delidio coming in just adds a bit more of that experience to the group. So it'll be good for us going forward, I'm sure.
Now, obviously, 2016 was magnificent, but didn't end the way the club would have liked. How much review was done after that preliminary final? Or was it basically just put in the can and we focus on next year?
Yeah, well, probably after the game, it was pretty disappointing. And we didn't look at it after the game because, obviously, the year was done. So we reviewed at the start of this pre-season. So, obviously, we've reviewed it quite heavily, and hopefully we can learn from our past mistakes and go forward and improve from that.
And a lot of experts in footy say that the best thing to do for an emerging team is to make and lose a big final going forward, what they learn from that. Do you feel that might be the case going into 2007? As hard as it was, that prelim final, you will be better for the experience?
Yeah, I'm sure we will be, but obviously it doesn't just happen. We've reviewed it quite heavily, and obviously we've trained to improve and learn from our mistakes. So we're working hard at what we've done wrong to try and fix up for this year. And hopefully, I'm sure, no doubt, it will help us going forward.
Now, what about you personally? You must have been pretty pleased with the way you went last season with those three games, doing a good job in all three of them as well. What areas have you focused in with your development heading into 2017?
Probably just firstly, my fitness probably wasn't up to scratch last year with the two-way running. So I think that's been my focus so far at the moment, is just building a really good engine. So hopefully I can run our games a bit better and hopefully play a bit more senior footy.
Can you elaborate on what two-way running means for those that might be new to following the footy?
It's just basically running offense and defensively, because obviously the game's sort of changing where defense is coming a pretty big part of it, so it's pretty important to run both ways nowadays.
And let's face it, it's a lot easier to run forward when you or the team have the ball as opposed to chasing tail sometimes.
That's exactly right.
Now, Matt, what's Leon Cameron like? We're talking about players handling pressure. How's Leon go?
Leon's great. He's a terrific coach, and he's got a really good bond with his players. So he's, hell of a nice bloke, and he's great under pressure, and I'm sure no doubt, like we've learned as players from our past mistakes, him and the other coaches will learn from the loss in the prelim. So obviously everyone's got a lot to learn and move forward to hopefully become better.
Now, Matt, I spoke to a few people, and when I said I was interviewing you, they said one thing: make sure you call him Bam Bam. What's the story here?
It's a pretty long story, but I've had that since I was in Year 1. Just neighbours back home, we used to ride bikes a fair bit, so I just sort of got it from there, and then it's just stuck all the way through school and footy. So, yeah, that's how that's evolved over time.
You don't resemble the character from the Flintstones, do you?
Nah, I think that's who he sort of, how he got it, but I never saw the Flintstones at the time, so I was pretty confused, but yeah, I'm amazed at how it's just stuck this whole time, but it's pretty cool. I suppose there could be worse.
You didn't get annoyed early doors, did you? Because that's how nicknames normally stick, when you say, don't call me that.
I didn't mind it at the start, so I was pretty happy with it.
Now, you have a very well-known uncle. I think your uncle's the Catholic Bishop of Armidale. Have you ever sort of, before a grand final, rung him up and said, can you just have a word upstairs and give us a bit of help?
No, it's good. I've seen him a couple of times. He has to fly to Sydney, so, it's great seeing him. And I'm sure, no doubt, he was playing for me pretty heavily when I was playing my first game. So, no doubt he's already doing that for me.
Fantastic.
At this time of year, Matt, do you keep an eye on all the sports, the cricket or the basketball or the tennis? Are you a bit of a sports junkie?
Yeah, I love my sport. I love watching the cricket, especially.
Leo.
And don't mind a bit of the tennis. So I enjoy watching that. And probably that's what I'm missing most about home. I used to play those sports in the summer. So, it's a bit disappointing. I can't play, but it's all worth it.
Well, mate, we wish you all the best. We're going to give another plug for the members to join up for GWS and support the club this year, Quinny.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I'll be doing this. And you can sign up via email or online at membership@gwsgiants.com.au. The Giants looking to go over 20,000 members for the first time this year. And those tickets for the prelim final against the Bulldogs last year were like absolute gold. So if you want to guarantee a seat, you've got to get a membership. And Matt, really looking forward to following your progress throughout 2017. Best of luck on it. And thanks for having the time to have a chat with us today.
Thank you very much, guys. Anytime.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Matt. All the
Matthew
best, mate.
Kennedy. Cheers, from guys. GWS, one of the young stars as well. Three games in 2016, will no doubt be adding to that in 2017 with this exciting young Giants lineup.